Good morning. I'd first like to thank my colleagues there who are listed who collaborated with me on this project. Today I'm going to be talking to you about college students' risk for chronic health conditions and how that associates with their discussions about their family health history. I have no relationships to disclose. All right, so I'm going to kind of reiterate some of the things that were said before, that perceptions of disease risk can be influenced by a couple of things. One, our personal experiences with the disease and our knowledge about them, but also our exposure to people who may be inflicted with these diseases and conditions. There's obviously a strong relationship between obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Obesity is a very important risk factor for both heart disease and diabetes, and since all three of these are associated, it warrants to look at them kind of in comparison to each other to do simultaneous investigations. This morning we're going to talk about family history of disease because it can be an incredibly useful tool for not only clinical practice but also in public health. It's very important, one, for individuals to be obtaining their family history and having discussions with their family, with their parents, and so forth, but also to be able to translate that information to a physician or whoever else may be able to give them kind of more guidance with that, because as was just said, it's very important not just to find out what your family history is, but also kind of what you can do to prevent these certain diseases. So the purpose of this study was to assess college students' perceptions of risk to different chronic diseases and their severity for diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and also to assess the associations between what those perceptions were and the discussions that they have regarding their family history with not only their parents but also the physicians. So this comes from a larger study that we did. It was called Finding Roots, Exploring Your Family History. And it was an internet-based cross-sectional survey that was done at a university in Texas. And it was done to investigate college students' knowledge, attitudes, and perceptions regarding a couple of things. One, chronic disease, how susceptible they felt to developing the disease, the severity of the disease, and also some of the underlying causal factors that play a role in developing these conditions. And also what their family health history behaviors were and the discussions that they were having, as well as the motivators and the barriers to having those discussions. So for this presentation today, I'm going to kind of take a couple of those measures to talk about. So with perceptions of chronic disease, one was their perceived knowledge. So this was really just more how knowledgeable they perceive themselves to be about each condition, diabetes, obesity, and heart disease, from completely unknowledgeable to completely knowledgeable, and was kind of 4-point Likert scale. Also, causal factors for disease. And so we had behavioral factors and also genetic factors. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how much did you think that behavioral factors, for example, would influence you developing heart disease? And you could score anywhere from 1 to 10, and then you did the same thing for obesity and diabetes. For perceived susceptibility, we did it as compared to others of your same age. Did you believe that you were less likely, equally likely, or more likely to develop heart disease, diabetes, and obesity? And last was perceived severity to their quality of life. So this was how detrimental do you think having this disease would be to your overall quality of life? And we also measured if their parents had been diagnosed with chronic disease. And the reason we chose to look at parents was because we felt that they may be the most accessible to the student population that we were working with. And so we asked them if their parents had ever been diagnosed or had obesity, diabetes, or heart disease. And our dependent variable is going to be the discussions of family health history, whether they discussed it with just their parents in obtaining the family health history, or if they kind of went a step further and were also discussing this with their physicians and relaying that important information over to them. So all of our analyses were done in SPSS version 18. And to look at the difference between the likelihood of engaging in the discussions with just the parents versus the parents and the physicians, we did three different logistic regression models. And so we wanted to take into account the perceptions of disease, but we did them in three different models. So the first model is just going to look at heart disease perceptions are going to be included in there. The second model has the diabetes perceptions, and the last one looks at obesity perceptions. So when we asked them who they were engaging in these discussions with, or if at all, then we had a small percentage that said they weren't discussing it with either the physicians or the parents, so about 7%. And the other small group was the ones who were discussing with just the physician, so it was about 2%. So the good majority of them fell between these other two big groups. 33% were discussing it with just their parents, but not physicians. And 58% was discussing it with both, which is actually pretty good. So what we were going to do for the logistic regression analysis is we're just going to look at those two big groups, if they're discussing it with their parents or parents and physicians, and kind of just knock the other two out for now. So when we cut down just into those two groups, we have a sample size of 558. And so these are the basic sample characteristics of the group. And so because they're college students, they're going to be fairly young. Most of them are from 18 to 25 years old. They're undergraduates. We had about 3% that were 26 years and older. The good majority of them are going to be female. About 65% of our sample was female, and non-Hispanic white, we had 79%. Which is just a representative of the college demographic, that school that we were sampling from. We had a wide variety of students from different colleges throughout the campus and different departments as well. And the majority of them, about 92%, had some form of insurance, either through their family, through the university provided some sort of insurance coverage. Only 7% said they had no insurance. Okay, so for disease perception, so we're comparing heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So a couple of things to point out here is that mostly they felt that they were less likely to develop these conditions across all three than other people of their same age, which is kind of typical what we expected. Most of them also felt pretty knowledgeable about all three conditions, with the most knowledge being for obesity, feeling completely knowledgeable. When we looked at parents that were diagnosed, which kind of used a little bit loosely, but most students reported the highest number, I should say, 21% said that they had a parent who was obese, compared to 12% for heart disease and about 9% for diabetes. So then we looked at the mean of the influence for behavioral factors and genetic factors. So again, this is on a scale from 1 to 10. And so they said that heart disease, the behavioral influence was about 7.73. And then more than that was diabetes at 7.9, and more than that was obesity being influenced by behavior. And for genetics, it started with diabetes having the highest genetic component, then heart disease, followed by obesity. And for severity of quality of life, obesity was seen as the most severe. The average was 6.20 compared to heart disease and diabetes. Okay, so now for the logistic regression. So again, this is comparing, we're gonna look at the students' likelihood of engaging in these discussions with the parents and the physicians, and the referent group is gonna be the ones who just talked to their parents about it. And so the ones who talked to the physicians in addition to their parents were females. They were more likely to do this, as well as the people who rated behavioral factors being higher for heart disease. And also the students who felt that they were more likely to develop heart disease than other people their age. And finally, if they believed that it was more severe to their overall quality of life. And then we pull out heart disease and we look at diabetes perceptions. And so we see the same thing, that females are still going to be more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians as well. But also the people who, we see the same thing with behavioral factors. If they rated behavioral factors being more influential towards developing diabetes, they were also more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians. And the last one, we have the obesity perception variables in there. And so again, we see the same thing, females comes out again, and so does the behavioral influence on obesity, on developing obesity. And now we see severity to their quality of life come back again for this last model. Okay, so across all three models, really basic, but females were more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians as well as their parents. And the one thing to say, too, is that the females were also, they were more likely to discuss family history in general. They were more likely to engage in the discussions with their families and to know who has what in their families, and then also they were more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians. This could be partially due to maybe having more interactions with physicians, maybe more office visits, and that for it gives you more opportunity to engage in these discussions regarding your family history. Those who believe that behavioral factors played a higher role in developing the diseases were also more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians. And this sounds a little bit counterintuitive because you would think if they think it's so behavioral that it's not so much genetic, but they actually were rating both fairly high. And so one thing may be that what was kind of mentioned was the influence of how behavioral factors could prevent these diseases. So maybe these people are more likely to engage in the discussions with the physicians because it also allows them to identify behavioral things that they can do to reduce their risk. And finally, those who perceive the diseases to be more detrimental to their overall quality of life were more likely to engage in these discussions, which it makes sense because if they believe that it's more severe, they would obviously want to engage in these discussions a little bit more and also prevent it. And so we have a few quick implications from the findings. One is that there could be an emphasis on obtaining family health history at younger ages. So we're dealing with college students here, and still many of them don't necessarily have their family history. They don't know about it. They're not necessarily aware of it. But also there should be encouragement for family members to initiate these discussions. It doesn't necessarily need to be solely on the student. So once the families start these discussions, then the students will therefore be more aware and have access to this information. Also, health promotion efforts could encourage males to obtain and relay family health history information because, as was said in some of the previous findings too, the males just aren't doing, they aren't necessarily knowing what their family history is, which could be incredibly important because they're at higher risk for many of these conditions. And finally, the link between the public health network and the clinical healthcare system to deliver multi-level interventions to encourage family health history discussions at younger ages and to make them a little bit more commonplace so this information can be utilized to prevent chronic disease. Thank you. Okay, so we had perceptions to how severe it is, but also how likely they would be to develop obesity. Is that what you mean, or how we defined what it was? Yeah, it was just if they have a parent who is obese, they would say yes or no. We did not define it, no.